some things are just better together. Movies and popcorn, gaming and friends, Breezeline internet and mobile service. Get lightning fast internet starting at just $19.99 per month when you bundle with mobile. Plus, you'll get a free mobile line for a whole year. It's a match made in savings. No hidden fees, just nationwide mobile coverage and reliable fiber-powered internet with a free modem and Wi-Fi. Everything you need at home or on the go for video chatting, gaming, working, and more. It's a deal you don't want to miss. Visit breezeline.com today.
So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Andy O'Donoghue was with us for Tech Thursday, and we will talk about the impact of tariffs on the price of tech products in just a moment. But there is something else that really interests me at the moment, and that's what's happening with TikTok. Because there have been all sorts of demands been made by the Trump administration about the Chinese divesting TikTok in the US. A deal hasn't been done as yet, but I can imagine that finalizing a deal is going to be made far more complicated by the escalation of the trade war between America and China in the last week.
There's no doubt, Matt, that it will make it more difficult. The Chinese have effectively, in a sense, this feels like they have blocked it. It's as simple as that. And what happens next is a complicated situation. And it really is hard to know. I mean, only I think yesterday President Trump said, we have a deal with some very good people, very rich companies, and he went on. But he said, we're going to have to wait and see what's going to happen with China. It's on the table, he says. Now, it is going to be sold. Predominantly, the shareholder that buys it will have to be American.
But what will they get?
They're going to get the American entity of TikTok. TikTok, at the moment, is owned by a company called ByteDance. TikTok started life as a small website called Musical.ly, going back years ago. It was very popular in Asia, began to get popular here. But it's moved on. It now has about 1.4 billion users active daily. About 170 million of them are in the US, slightly less in the EU. So that's what whoever gets it is going to be buying. But it's also a really complicated deal to do because ByteDance is not much more than 10 years old themselves, the owner. And they are 60% owned by global investors, including people, all of the kind of the big investment firms that you would know. Chinese investors, ByteDance's co-founders have 20%, and also a significant amount is owned by the shareholders. So because of the law that was enacted in America in 24, PAFACA, Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications, this is why the US courts ruled that TikTok either gets banned or gets sold. President Trump extended the original deadline from April 5th by another 75 days. So June 19th is when a deal needs to happen. During that time, we are going to see most likely, I think Amazon might be a good bet to buy TikTok. Oracle and Larry Ellison, specifically the founder of Oracle, is very keen on it. There are companies who won't buy it. For instance, I don't think Google would. However, believe it or not, Tim Stokely, who's the founder of OnlyFans, he is leading sort of a consortium to buy it. The price, roughly, ByteDance probably has a, or the TikTok itself has probably a global valuation of about $300 billion. The American entity is probably valued at about $50
billion. Okay. Why are they also keen on buying TikTok? Is it very profitable?
It is. It is also exceptionally good at what it does.
Okay, explain it. I deliberately have avoided TikTok. I was very briefly on the app. One of my work colleagues put me on it, signed me onto it, and then after a day or two, I thought, nah, not doing this, and I deleted the app. So what is it that seems to be so addictive about TikTok for people that they go to it as a social media app of choice?
And social media app of choice, but they go there to get news, they go there to be entertained, and they go there for research and knowledge. So it actually accomplishes a whole lot of things, and it does it better than say, Facebook does.
It's not just cat videos, no?
Not anymore. Originally, I think there was a 15-second limit to the original videos that you could upload. And when Musical.ly started, originally the precursor to TikTok, it was about lip syncing, and you know that was kind of, you know, it was kind of fun, and it was kind of a cultural kind of novelty at the time. But they have become so good at targeting the user with the algorithms that this is what we're told, I suppose, in a sense, that Americans are afraid of, that it gives them tremendous knowledge over the people who use it. And so it started as an entertainment platform with a younger audience and kind of teenage audience originally. Now, users of all ages use TikTok. And also, the videos have got longer and longer. So you can see instructional videos. And it's not just makeup and fashion videos. It's beginning to look a lot like YouTube.
It's political as well. Even in the last general election campaign, when Simon Harris, as leader of Fine Gael, was campaigning, he was known as the TikTok Taoiseach.
It was. And so their political reach has also become important. And interesting, I was reading their brochure, their kind of proposition for business advertisers recently. And when you read it, you get the impression that A, they know really what they're doing, and B, you read it and you think, this actually is a really good platform.
Another listener here texts in, Fawn, says, TikTok is wonderful. I hope it stays for the children. It's a lifeline for a lot of children and young people. I'm talking mental therapy. A lot of people believe that these things are addictive and are not good, but I suppose it's all a question, I suppose, of moderation a lot of the time. TikTok has its European headquarters in Ireland.
It does.
And it employs quite a few hundred people.
It does.
And it's regulated for Europe and Ireland, and I think also has a data centre in Ireland, isn't it?
Yeah.
Would this sale in the United States have any implications on that?
It should not. So European data here, GDPR rules apply in Europe, the advertising rules apply in Europe, the Digital Services Act applies in Europe. So none of this will impact European users. The only thing I would say is that if TikTok loses some of its association, then you will have a problem for end users, because how will they integrate a platform owned by somebody else? Will you be able to do what they call discovery? Will you jump from video to video just as easy? So it does have an impact on us, but not politically or financially.
Listener says, what's this TikTok offer that Instagram Reels doesn't?
It's a good question. And Reels, I suppose, have tried to replicate that. Facebook were probably caught kind of flat-footed by TikTok. Nobody saw their rapid rise so quickly. But what does TikTok do that Reels doesn't do? And what it does is, I suppose, their algorithm is better. They make discovery easier and faster. And that's what people like about it.
Okay, let's move on to other things. I haven't checked how Apple's share price has gone today, but I was a bit surprised that it went up last night on the basis of Donald Trump's 90-day halting of the introduction of tariffs, given that Apple is so exposed to China that it gets its phones made in China and other products, and those are going to be hit by the tariffs. So tell us a little bit about how manufacturing iPhones in China keeps the price down.
So the cost of labour is lower, and that is essentially why European and American manufacturers move to Asia. Other countries have become popular. Even Singapore used to be quite popular. Apple used to manufacture computers in Singapore going back 20 years ago. What it does mean is that they end up, Apple are also, iPhone is very profitable. They make more than 55% of their income from iPhone. And Apple have a very high gross margin. Most hardware manufacturers don't make a lot of money on hardware. Apple's is incredibly good. Perhaps their total gross margin might be as much as 48%, we think. The problem that this presents for Apple is that getting those iPhones back from China to the United States is now, with, you know, 125%, it's going to make them ludicrously expensive. And if they become ludicrously expensive, people won't be able to afford to buy them. And Apple's revenue and profits will plunge. Simple as that. In the last 24 hours or so, it's been reported that Apple are now airlifting, because of the delay on the tariffs coming into effect, it's been reported that Apple were airlifting iPhones from China Tons and tons of them. We think maybe five flights of jumbo jet-sized aircraft, which, when you do the sums, adds up to about 1.5 million iPhones. They were also moving Macs, Macintosh computers, but not just Apple. We understood that Lenovo have done it, and also other makers like Dell.
Moving them to where, and how will they avoid the tariffs if the authorities decide they were initially assembled in China?
Moving them to the USA, so they're repatriating them to get ahead. The thing is, and so did they beat the tariffs? I suspect they spoke to the government about this in advance. The thing is, that sounds like a lot of iPhones. 1.5 million iPhones is a lot. But apparently Apple sell perhaps 200,000 or more iPhones a day. So it doesn't help them in the long run, but what it does is it starts to show intent, perhaps.
Yeah, they also have manufacturing facilities in India. Can those Indian facilities supply all the iPhones to America, and presumably the ones made in China go to the rest of the world?
No matter what you do here, the supply chain is difficult to break down and set up. We're going to see this conversation about pharma. Yes, you can move pharmaceuticals to the US. Could it take 5 years to build a factory? It could. Technology production lines are faster to reassemble, but what you will see is that perhaps India and Vietnam could become a manufacturing hub, unless, and there is talk that Apple and some other US companies may get an exceptional deal. And how would they get an exceptional deal? If they promise that they're going to build more manufacturing plants, probably in the South, maybe Texas.
Well, Apple has promised, hasn't it, to increase...
In the past, they have.
Well, indeed. But even though many of the announcement made most recently was a previous announcement, but only just a little bit added on.
Well, that's the thing. And so what will they have to promise to get an exceptional deal, maybe to get a reduced tariff? We don't know, but what it does mean is that if you, even with a 20% tariff, which I was kind of contemplating the other night, your iPhone is going to go, your entry level is going to go from 979 to 1150 with a 100% tariff. Basically, the phone is
doubling.
That's
in the US
price.
Only, because...
In the US, correct.
Okay, Andy O'Donoghue, we got to leave it there on Tech Thursday. Thank you.
The last word.
With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Some things are just better together. Movies and popcorn, gaming and friends, Breezeline internet and mobile service. Get lightning fast internet starting at just $19.99 per month when you bundle with mobile. Plus, you'll get a free mobile line for a whole year. It's a match made in savings. No hidden fees, just nationwide mobile coverage and reliable fiber-powered internet with a free modem and Wi-Fi. Everything you need at home or on the go for video chatting, gaming, working, and more. It's a deal you don't want to miss. Visit Breezeline.com today.